You are listening to Roquandia Radio. Good Middlebrox, good listeners. Bruticus here from Roquandia Radio. WIUMXB. Apparently, I haven't been saying that. I asked my boss about why there was a certain amount removed from my checks over the past few pay periods, and he informed me I have been fined every time I did not mention WIUMXB. Apparently, this work site has a one warning rule. I was warned once. They call it the Flig Flam rule. It's kind of a thing in Roquandia. Apparently in other places you get like 3 strikes or something. No. Here, you get 1. Then you start getting fines. And they don't even tell you you get fines. You just look at your paycheck and go, wait a minute, didn't I work more? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to discuss with you, before we go on to our musical segment, of course, about the McGlargan. Now, you remember, ages ago it feels, I mentioned the McGlargan and investigating the McGlargan factory. Well, the McGlargan cameras have doubled, and I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but my McGlargan has now changed to a satin blue color. Now, if my listeners could report in and inform me if their McGlargans have also become a satin blue color, that would be amazing. We are also receiving reports of McGlargans all across the Universi changing their colors. I drove by the McGlargan factory to, you know, take a look at it, dear listeners, because it still unnerves me how these McGlargans are made, and how nobody knows how these McGlargans are made. But it wasn't there, listeners. The McGlargan factory is gone. There is a peaceful forest where it once was. A forest. There was not a forest there just a little while ago, listeners. Not a forest at all, but there is a forest now. I wonder what happened there. But I believe me driving by the location is why the cameras have started appearing more often. And I'm sad to report, listeners, that the interns forgot to pay the audience we keep chained up in the back. We discovered them yesterday. The poor little things had starved. Moment of silence for our dear audience that we keep chained in the back. On further news, we are currently holding job applications are going out, and we are holding interviews for the next audience. So if you wish to be our slave audience that we keep in the back, and we feed you when we remember, and all you have to do is cheer and applaud and laugh when we tell you to cheer, applaud, or laugh. The other audience apparently wasn't doing their job well enough while I was working and got fired. So, no, the way you're terminated in this, and if you are one of our audience members, or live audience members, is just to not say anything, and we just will forget about you and stop feeding you. So remember, keep up the racket if you intend to be one of our live audience members. Can't really have a dead audience, can't we? Nope. And of course, you got the questions with the authorities over a dead audience. And they want to know why the chains are there, and they want to know why there are shocky sticks on the wall. You know, they want to know way too much information, listeners. Way too much information, in my opinion. This humble person's opinion. And on that note, we found the chipmunk the other day. It had left my computer, and apparently has joined with the hermit crab. Yes, the chipmunk.
Trending on our environment, U.S. scientist to file whistleblower complaint after his climate work halted. As our climate spins out of control, bureaucrat.
I'm sorry about that, listeners. That seems to be a news update that has to deal with climate catastrophes occurring. But that's neither here nor there. That's in some other universe somewhere. I keep getting these reports. Why isn't this one silenced, though? Why isn't this one... Why isn't this one silenced? Right. The other interns go missing. Right. All right, we got a new intern coming in. Maybe they just forgot to do this. Who knows, listeners? Who knows? Anyway, I will lead you into the music now. Enjoy yourself. We have the musical stylings of Squirrely Bandito and the Hang Gliders. Yes. Squirrely Bandito and the Hang Gliders. They sound like a fun bunch, listeners. So, enjoy their music with me. Bruticus here with Roquandia Radio, and we have our musical guest who's arriving now, Squirrely Bandito and the Hang Gliders. Are a bunch of instruments and forest rodents that are ghostly in origin.
Why, hello there!
Oh, oh lord, it speaks.
Well, of course I speak! What do you think I am, some sort of rodent?
No, not at all. I don't think you're a rodent at all.
Good, because then I'd have to play you some of my music if you thought that.
Well, you're here to play some of the music. Do you want some acorns?
Yes.
Alright, cool. I'll give you some acorns if you play some music.
Sounds like a deal to me.
Oh, thank God. Alright, cool. Go at it.
Alright, let's get this going, guys! Play as loud as you can!
Stick to the harmonica, and the acorns will be with my attendant outside. Now, get along with you, furry, furry forest creatures.
All right, bye. Stop drumming, you asshole.
Man, a hedgehog was really going at it on them drums. Another one used the door, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners. Holy, we got another one used the door. So happy right now. Now onward to the rest of our show. And welcome back to Roquandia Radio, WYUMXB. I hope y'all enjoyed Squirrely Bandito and the hang gliders. I thought the hedgehog on the drums was cute. But the one playing the harmonica was a bit squirrely, in my opinion. Now, I have some news to bring you. First off, there's not really much going on the weather. Storms about in other realms and whatnots, and mostly it's sunny days here in Roquandia, and we enjoy our sunny days. You can see the light sparkling from the diamond fields in the distance, and all the solar collectors have come out and spread their wings wide, or sure greater power potential. Of course, it's supposed to be 3 a.m. our time right now. Usually it's dark as night, but it's bright as day outside thanks to the new moon and its phosphorescent activities. Earlier I wanted to discuss something with y'all about some of the misreporting that's been happening at this station, and I want to inform you that we report what we're told to report by people that tell us to report things. Now, I can't go into really big descriptions on whom these people are. Hell, they may not even be people for all I know. I don't even meet them. I am just a lowly cog near the bottom of the machine towards the wheels. And I make no decisions like that. But it apparently, I have received some complaints from audience members explaining, but you said this one thing, and then it came up differently. Look, I understand. I can't report that past decisions were mistakes, but neither can I report on what I know. I can report to you, dear listeners, on what they tell me to report to you. And when it came to this new moon, they told me to report to people that it was a big event we had been working towards for ages. But of course, then later they told me to report that we don't know where the moon came from. So my apologies to any confusion that this may indeed bring about. For sure it will. It will. And I hope that you could just bear with us as we try to give you the best radio broadcast that we possibly can with all the limitations that we currently have. But don't let clear skies confuse you or leave you unawares. As my friend Bugs would note, he would tell me, but Doc, there's always the possibility of an anvil falling from a clear blue sky. You must always remember this. And look at your feet to ensure you step away from the shadow. And I thanked Bugs and gave him a carrot. He said he was going to Albuquerque for some reason. But in other news, we've got a new sports team arriving. They are the Flacento Flamingos? Flacento Flamingos. Their team colors are pink and yellow. Bright hot pink and banana yellow with a third accent black on the letterings. And they are the Pink Flamingos. The Flanso Pink Flamingos. And they are, of course, an all-around team. Apparently, Falanzo does not approve of hiring different teams or creating different teams for different sports events, so they just went one team with, like, 40 members. So, the Pink Flamingos are a basketball team, they're a soccer ball team, they're a football team, they're a hockey team, they're a track and field team, they are, of course, a McGlargan team. You can't always forget about the great sport of McGlargans. And they have a solar racing team, and maybe it's more than 40 members here. There's even a NASCAR team. Oh, wow. These guys are just they're just corporate sport, huh? Huh, this is quite interesting. They apparently even have a baseball team. Their gimmick is they also color the balls pink. I thought that's a neat gimmick. Apparently, when asked about it, the owner has a thing for pink flamingos, but he also loves all sports equally, and he doesn't want to disregard any sport or cause any undue hatred towards any sport in particular. He believes that all sports should be treated equally and all have as much of an opportunity as the other sport. I asked him if he may be talking about other issues, and he said no, he was pretty sure that all they ever argue about is sports when it comes to these things of equality. I informed him, but I think they may be speaking on other issues, and they're not sports related, but sports metaphors may be used occasionally, and he asked me what a metaphor was, and then told me that no, all the arguments and conversations have been about sports the entire time, and this is his way of fixing it. I told him, whatever, you have the money. You, after all, you own Congo, the largest website seller in most universe eye. I hear that they have something similar to it on Earth, named after the rainforests in South America. But this one's named after the rainforests of the Congo, from the planet of Congo. That's great music there. Very good music, listeners. But I will leave you with that and let you go into Mr. Consuela's The Cooking. Today, he is apparently making a special treat. And on that note, one more thing to mention before we go into Mr. Consuela. And I totally blanked on this earlier, listeners, but I'll let you know now. There's something up with those talented talons that now live in my trees and amongst my lawn in the nearby area. They have grouped up in pairs, and they have been at it all night and all day, listeners. It is horrendous racket all the time. I don't know what to do. The rabbits are going at it in my yard, in daylight, in the middle of the yard, listeners. Have you ever seen a rabbit pile? Yeah, no, it's not pleasant. There's something up with the creatures in my lawn. Even the insects are starting to act strange. It's like a... I don't know what's going on, but I swear to you, they did not get into any of my drugs. Onward to Consuela. Welcome, listeners. My name is Consuela, and I am the Mad Chef. And today on The Cooking, we shall be creating a delectable dessert that all things will enjoy, including animals. Now, this delectable dessert is known as the fruit salad of desire. Now, to make the fruit salad of desire, you must chop up at least 4 apples into little 1-inch squares, or 1/2-inch squares. It all depends on flavor, really, listeners. Now, you also want to chop up some cherries, split them in half, and add them to that with pineapple. Pineapple's always good. I always like to add the apples together. Now, some may say to add pear, but I say that the fruit salad of desire does not need pear. Pear will ruin it, but peaches are fine. Now, you add 4 peaches equal to apples. Cut them the same way as you would cut the apples. No oranges, but it is okay to add blueberries to to this episode. Yes. Now, I know what you are saying, but Consuela, this seems pretty all right now. Yes, so far it's turning out to be a delectable salad. We'll add some grapes. 2 fins worth, I believe. Yes, yes, grapes. Then, we shall add 2 scoops of marshmallow fluff. Get the fluff, dear listeners, the fluff. Not that off-brand crap. Nobody wants the off-brand in their fruit salads. Especially their fruit salads of desire. Now, I have with me a collection of herbs that I have collected from far and wide. Well, honestly, I bought them off of Congo.online, but, you know, might as well have gotten them around the world. I just did not pick them myself. After all, I am a busy man. Plenty of villainous recipes to create, after all. Somebody else can pick the herbs. Now, you want to grind them together and mix them with a little cream. This will help add to the fluff and help smooth it over and include everything. Now, once you've ground the herbs in, and they're specific herbs, you can check the video. I have them up on the screen right here. Yeah, pretty long list. But I digress. Look, listeners, you need to, after including these herbs gathered from far and wide, the farthest reaches of the universe, you must then find a loving couple and stalk them. Stalk a loving couple. But not any type of loving couple, dear listeners. You must find 2 people who love each other but have yet to really cross that line, listeners. Now, when you find them, you don't stare at them. You stare at the world around them. Eventually, you shall come across a Cupid. Now, they will be flying high in trees or under some eaves, and it's always important to look for that flash of skin up where it should not be, listeners. No, no, no. You need to find that Cupid, and you need to kill it. But kill it so it doesn't die quickly. The Cupid needs to be as fresh as possible. You need fresh Cupid. And if you can get some of their delicious Cupid blood, which, by the way, listeners, is very, very sweet. It's almost as if they're flying fonts of diabetes or something. Mm. 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 I can't help myself. I've got to eat a little bit of this Cupid. Excuse me for a second, listeners. That's not usual about me, but these Cupids are so rare and delectable. So sweet. Anyway, so once you've chopped the Cupid up, you want to add it to the fruit salad. Don't worry about diseases or anything. Cupids are okay to eat raw. If you cook them, they melt, like candy. Now, once you've mixed it all together, you shall have the fruit salad of desire. Anything that consumes this fruit salad will fall in love with the next thing it sees, and then proceed to copulate. It will be delectable to observe. Now, of course, I don't want to be any type of sexual predator or anything like that. No, 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 no. That is why I am spreading this fruit salad of desire across Bruticus's lawn. I am, of course, recording this, and will do it the night before I give Bruticus the recording for the episode. So, hi, Bruticus. I hope you enjoyed the fiascos. That is all for the cooking. Come back next week while we will cook up another delectable, delicious delicacy.
What? That evil, evil chef, listeners. That evil, evil, evil chef. What did he do? Oh my God, that explains all of the noises I have been hearing, listeners. All of them. He infested the animals around my home with some type of love salad. A love salad of some sort. Oh! This explains everything. Well, dear listeners, I am the rookie, and I suppose I will get hazed. But, listeners, my problems aside, I want to talk to you today about the radio station. Roquandia Radio is doing pretty well, but it would help us out greatly, listeners, if you could share. Tell your friends about us. Tell your relatives about us. You know, paste us on a bathroom stall. Go out there and scream Roquandia Radio to some stranger passing on the street. When a homeless man asks you for a dollar, tell them to listen to our radio station, and maybe they will feel better. Look, listeners, I don't care how you do it. Just go out there and spread the word of Roquandia Radio. Because I will. And I know that my dearest listeners will as well. Don't break the law now. I'm not condoning any breaking of laws. But, you know, those laws may differ between universi. So, what one thing is a law and another thing is not. So I can't really get into any specifics on what to or not to break. Just don't break any. We don't want you going to jail. After all, you can't listen to me there. We have an agreement with the prison system. But at the moment, they don't want us listening to them for some reason. But I say, screw them. If the McLargan factory can listen to everything I do, then I can listen to everything a prison does. I tell you what, it should be public prisons. You should just be able to log into your local prison website and watch what happens in a prison live. That way, there's at least some assurance that they're doing their jobs correctly and not doing anything horrible like beating prisoners when they shouldn't be beating prisoners. And they just take care of people and do their jobs. Also, you know, it would help out people who have relatives in prison and may not always get a chance to see them, and they can always look on the cameras and see their relative, and they'll feel better knowing that they're okay and they're doing well, whether or not they can afford the phone calls. By the way, listeners, it's expensive to call a person in prison. It is terribly expensive. I don't think it's right. Should be free. I mean, after all, they're in prison, but we can't be inhumane. I mean, unless, of course, you're not a human. In that case, things may be different for you. But speaking on behalf of humanity, which I consider myself to be a human, though others may disagree, I believe that we all should be treated equally. Don't judge a person because they're behind bars. And don't judge a sport just because you don't play it. And don't judge another person because they live a life that is different from yours. Well, listeners, I also would like to announce that I will be hiring egrets to try and take care of the birds of prey in my yard. Hopefully. But they have nested now. I see all sorts of new nests appearing. I don't know what was in that salad that Consuela put out there. Well, I don't know what the secret herbal blend was that he added, but it has made them, sparky as anything. They just love hopping around and enjoying themselves in the wonderful pine-smelling trees and the pineapple grass and the pineapple ferns and the pineapple tulips. And I don't know what to do about this, listeners, except maybe hire a company to come and film it. I think I will do that. Maybe I'll hire Marvelous Marcos Movies to come and make some movies for me. Yes, yes. Marvelous Marco's Movies. Found on Roquin Boulevard at 378. Yep, that's 378 on Roquin Boulevard. You, listeners, have a wonderful day. Don't forget to, to like, share, and subscribe. Wait. Why does that sound weird? Is this a new thing written here? Alright. Okay, like, share, and subscribe. That's weird. What are you liking? What are you sharing? What are you subscribing to? Look, listeners, I don't understand some of the lingos that's put in front of me, except, alright, the next card says, give the attic troll a sandwich. It's written weird, like somebody who didn't have a formal was this written by an attic troll, I wonder? Well, I have heard noises in my closet. Or attic. The door to the attic is in the closet. Listeners, be well, be merry, and have a wonderful Metalbrox. Talk to you next week. For now, Bruticus.
List. System volume 0%.
You have been listening to Roquandia Radio.